that's where it gets tricky, because nobody wants anybody else interloping on their network. You know, there's plenty of, you might be on a building with a million businesses in it, all with their own connectivity. Nobody wants you on their network. So you got to come up with your own. You can do it through RF. You can do it through phone lines, although nobody's doing that anymore. Mostly it's internet now. And, you know, but you can still do it with RF. And, you know, we've done some in the past back in the day, back in the early 90s. We had control receivers. There would be a receiver on an unknown frequency, maybe not even in the same band. And you could go in there and you could do all sorts of control operator commands, you know, to operate the receiver, shut it down, turn it on, do all this stuff. And it wouldn't even be on the same band. And, you know, that was kind of a cool way to get it back in the day. No real need to do that anymore, but you got to find out a way. You got to be able to control your repeater, and most people want connectivity, you know, of some sort, even if it's not, you know, permanent thing like the we do on the repeaters here. So figuring out how to get that is usually that means how you get into the internet, unless you really do it right and put in your own network, which is kind of what Central Michigan does. And you know, I've built that out here in Macomb County, so we have it here. But you know, that's the real way to do it. That way, it keeps it kind of hardened, amateur. We're not dependent upon anybody, and we got our own microwave connectivity. So, you know, ultimately, we get to the internet to allow people to come in with their little hotspots and stuff like that. But if that goes down, shrug. We still keep all the main connections to the repeaters for the emergencies and things like that. So, all right, I'm turning down my street. I will listen out, and then I'm going to be home with the goods. W8FU. Steve?
Okay. Yeah, very good. Yep. All the little history of that stuff. Yeah, what's your go-to at El Charro? What's the go-to? Why do you, because it's a little bit of a trip for you, so you must have a go-to item that you can't get anywhere closer.